They told the Mexican dictator in Gonzalez, come and take it. When it comes to our guns, Prats worried the current threat is from the north side of the Rio Grande. A Texan who understands the function of the Second Amendment. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle. When I say that, my brain often says, when I say I'm Robert Pratt, my brain often wants to say, and you are you, but you know you are you. Well, all except some of you out there on the left. Our Lone Star story of the day is Representative Carl Tepper rounds up state legislator support countering the pro-Hamas leftists on campus, both students and faculty. We've got a lot to catch up on that. I told you things were going on yesterday, and sure enough, and there's a really interesting number that sort of proves our point. Out of the arrests made again yesterday at the University of Texas at Austin. Create a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. Allied Compliance Services sponsors our Lone Star story of the day. The U.S. Supreme Court deals pornographers a defeat for now in the Texas age verification law case. Texas service sector stalls. Retail sales continue to fall. That from the Dallas Fed today. And we've got a lot of other election. This is the last day of early voting for the Saturday, May 4th election date. Last day of early voting today. If you hadn't voted, get out and do it. And we'll talk about some of the political things going on around the Lone Star State as time allows. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattonTexas.com. As always, it is, my friends, a great day to be a Texan. And I mentioned last week I gave away a $25 gift certificate to my favorite place for lunch, downtown Lubbock's Narrow Bar. It's such a classy, beautiful place. And for those of you who are really aficionados of fine liquor, that it's a great place to go. I mean, that's sort of its mainstay, but it has a fabulous menu and it's priced right. It's simple. Everything's very good. We've had probably half the things on the menu and we just love it. And the atmosphere is great. It's quick for lunch. I gave away a $25 gift certificate and Gretchen was the winner from last week. We've put that back up. Another one to give away, my friends, a $25 gift certificate for you to go experience what I call a lunchcation, a little vacation. It's just so neat what's happened in downtown Lubbock. And what a fabulous place Narrow Bar is at 1500 Broadway in the bottom floor, the old beautiful banking offices of the First National Bank. All that's been redone, and it's quite a property there, McDougal Plaza. $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar in Lubbock. You can enter at PrattonTexas.com. Just go down there and click where it says to do so and fill out the little form. Entry runs through Thursday, the 2nd of May. Today's the 30th of April. Tomorrow's the 1st of May. Uno de Mayo. That's right, Uno de Mayo. It's going to be on the 2nd. Segundo de Mayo. The 2nd of May at 10 p.m. is the entry period. Get your entries in now. A $25 gift certificate. To Narrow Bar, my favorite place for lunch. Texas developers, now this is Texas Monthly. I don't give them any of my money, but they send me all these emails. I don't give them my money, a subscriber anymore. They're a far leftist publication. Don't support the advertising that's in them, and I recommend that for you. I don't know how long, if this is a new piece or one that they're just putting out by email because it was already in the print magazine. But it's typical of everything from the left. Everything from the left is the scarcity mentality. Texas developers love. Now, first of all, this just shows that the headline writer or the author, Forrest Wilder, are just economically illiterate. Just saying. Here's the headline. Texas developers love big, thirsty lawns. You know, grass out front. Gardens, as the British would call it. That's a huge problem for the state's water supply. Because, see, in their world, everything's an Armageddon. Everything's coming. It's never, by the way, the real Armageddon where Christ will return and after, you know, and call his people up in the reign of the devil and all of that stuff. No. It's always all this stuff. Texas developers love big, thirsty lawns. That's a huge problem for the state's water supply. Really? It is? Really? Well, yes, Robert. Don't you know there's shortage of water everywhere? No, there isn't. In fact, I've got flooding stories all down in the coastal bend. We've got yesterday water rescues all over East Texas. In fact, and here's their little subhead at Texas Monthly, Texas Left Wing Monthly. Cities across the state dramatically curbed water use over the last decade. Yeah, and that was wrong. You don't just pay for it. When you had an extreme drought, that's one thing, where the supplies were really limited. The rest of the time, you're just leaving it in lakes that you, instead of using it and putting it to good use, it evaporates. You just can't imagine how much evaporates every day in the hot summer out of these lakes to not be used, put to good use. Cities across the state dramatically curbed water use over the last decade. See, the left loves. They love it. And I was the first to tell you way back when Dallas first did theirs, and then they said, well, we're going to have to restrict lawn watering. And then that winter, the lakes, in the middle of winter, December or November, the winter, the lakes all filled up and they were at maximum on the reservoirs again. And they came back out and said, just what I told you, well, you know, we don't have a water shortage now, but we think we'll keep these restrictions. And they never go away. They hadn't gone away in my city, even though Lake Meredith is at a massive, up in the Panhandle, at a massive level compared to where it was during those terrible droughts. What was that, 2013? And he says, now newcomers and first-time homeowners and the builders catering to them are causing it to spike again. No. Developers love big, thirsty lawns. No, developers build the houses that people want, you utter economic morons at Texas Monthly. They design and build what people want, and people don't generally. That's one of the reasons I like so much about El Paso. I spent so much time out there. I don't like desert environments, though. I don't like the xeriscaped yards and the colored rocks and stuff. In fact, it's depressing to me. I find it horrible. It's also hot. You know, lawns cool and clean the air. Grass is one of the most efficient things at cleaning the air and cooling cities. And aren't they all worried about global warming and about the air quality? They're all going on because everything's the end of the world. This is the stuff you get from the leftists. Lawns make it cooler and they clean the air. Oh, but it's a problem for the water supply. And people reflexively take this because they've been propagandized. By the way, some of us live in arid or desert environments, fully, you know, semi-arid or arid areas, and sure, there's shortage of water at times. There's almost times when there's plenty of it in storage and all this kind of stuff. Lubbock's never, you know, it's dropped its dependence on its well fields massively, huge percentage with the development of Lake Allen Henry, but did they ever cut back on the lawn watering rules? No, of course not. Control. I just thought it was funny. They start out, Texas developers love big, thirsty lawns. That's a huge problem for the state's water supply. What's the other headline I saw at WFAA today? North Texas lakes full, Trinity River high after heavy rain. The Army Corps of Engineers closed floodgates at Grapevine Lake to prevent its water from flowing into the swollen Trinity River. No, folks, it's just a lot of BS. This scarcity theory, scarcity ideology is just designed to panic you at all times. That doesn't mean there aren't times when you have a shortage and you need to restrict things and you need to be smart and you need to plan so you have more reserves. But we got plenty of water, and in lots of Texas right now, they have way too much water. And lawns are just fine. I thought they don't like cities, heat islands, except they all want to live in cities, and yet what are cities? Heat islands. Don't cities and urbanization themselves contribute, and all the pollution contribute to global warming? Maybe that's what we should make illegal. That's right. Let's just make it illegal. Or just start paying all of us who live in a rural area, give us a $30,000 stipend a year for our guaranteed income or something, you bunch of leftist morons that always talk out of both sides of your mouth. Back in a moment.
Fred on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information, cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Pratine Texas Listener Club member Tom wrote, I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable, from the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home, made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns aren't fun, this is the way to do it. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family. Learn more. Click on the dental care banner at PratineTexas.com.
Some claim to cover Texas. Here's a man who proves his claim daily. It's your Texas political swami, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. If you're in Lubbock, go to prattontexas.com. Enter to win. A chance to win $25 gift certificate to Narrow Bar, my favorite place for lunch in downtown Lubbock. A lunchcation. Entry stays open until 10 p.m. on Thursday, the 2nd of May. All right, that thing I just talked about, the stupidity of all the scarcity stuff, that was supposed to take a minute or two. Now I'm behind. Let's get through the rest of the headlines. Comal County helicopter crash near Bulverde left two dead. The Express News reported it was a Hummingbird 260. I think that's a kit helicopter you build. Crashed on Monday at 3:15 in the 600 block of Lantana Ridge. It's a street. It's a residential area east of U.S. 281 near Spring Branch in Bulverde, 30 miles north of downtown San Antonio. Two people, the two in the helicopter, were found dead at the crash site. 44-year-old woman fatally shot by police in an overnight standoff in Abilene. KRBC says this woman, somebody called 911, said she'd fired a shot at a family member. She barricaded herself. They always use that term, barricaded herself in a home. I don't know why it's barricaded when you just go in your property and lock the door. But nevertheless, that's the word they use now to get out the SWAT team. And they said the negotiations took a long time. The standoff ended when the suspect opened the door and fired shots at police. And they did the right thing then. They returned fire and struck her at least one time. She died. Texas game warden seized more than $100,000 in stolen equipment during a fishing tournament. Great sting by the game wardens. 12 News Now reports out of Beaumont that people went to the great, you know, the giant Rayburn Lake, and game wardens were there to catch stolen equipment. Parks and Wildlife Department announced on Facebook its Marine Theft Investigation Unit had gone fishing for stolen vehicles during the Sealy Big Bass Splash Tournament at Sam Rayburn Lake. Tournament happened over last weekend. The unit worked with game wardens from St. Augustine, Sabine, Angelina, Jasper, Tyler, and Nacogdoches County in order to inspect 300 boats, 243 motors, and 100 trailers during the tournament. They seized, that means they had to have pretty good evidence. It wasn't the iffy stuff. They seized more than $100,000 worth of boats, motors, and trailers. People using stolen stuff. That EF1 tornado, don't ever think, you know, it was low intensity in Trinity County in those tornadoes this last weekend. The police chief of Conroe says that one of their lieutenants, James Waller, and his wife were injured. Their home was hit. I saw pictures of it, you know, kind of out in the country. Their home was hit and just destroyed by an EF1 tornado, the enhanced Fujita scale. Waller's a 22-year veteran of the Conroe Police Department. He's hospitalized with critical injuries and will have lengthy recovery and require multiple surgeries. His wife was also injured and received medical care, that from KETK. Harris County suspect killed after allegedly kidnapping wife, toddler, leading police on a chase. Fox 26 had the big story. Sheriff there says that the chase came to an end over in Chambers County this morning. They tried to stop him. There was a lot of stuff happened before the chase began, so he's basically kidnapping them. And there's a big pursuit. What I found interesting in this is it's over in Chambers County, Sheriff Hawthorne says two snipers with the Chamber County Sheriff's Office Special Response Team fired shots and the suspect was killed. And the woman and child were not injured. Wow. Dallas ISD Police Chief on the Wilmer Hutchins shooting, we could have prevented this. And this is why I don't like all this stuff. Well, we'll just spend money. We'll have more locks. You know, they had all that stuff. They had the certified plan at Uvalde. And people are people. This is why the gun control people are nuts. The only thing you can really do is to have people armed and practiced all around. Because evil's going to do its thing. Criminals are going to do their thing. And people are going to not do their responsibilities. What's the Dallas ISD police chief say? That 17-year-old Jacarian Rhodes Ewing came to the campus late. His bag was carrying a weapon, and it triggered the metal detector. That's right. They have the metal detectors. They've spent the taxpayers' money. It triggered the metal detector. No one stopped him or checked his bag because this stuff becomes just routine. This is the point. All these, let's spend money. This will really help. No, very few things actually do. The only thing that really helps is people being vigilant, being prepared, and if something bad starts happening, be able to repel the attack. Former GOP county chairman arrested on theft charges. Current revolt says Coby Pritchett, Texas' youngest GOP chair ever. I wonder if that's really true because I really thought Ross Ayton might have been that years ago of Garza County chairman while he was at Texas Tech, but this guy may have been younger. He was arrested this week on theft charges, I guess on Monday. Property greater than $30,000 but less than $150,000. What could that be? Current revolt asked. We, meaning Current Revolt, previously covered Pritchett in several stories we broke back in 2022. He was Kaufman County Republican Party chairman when thousands of dollars went missing from the GOP bank account. Sometime after our reporting, Pritchett was terminated from the job, then resigned from his position as GOP chair. Now he's been arrested. Yeah, what could that be? President Trump held in contempt of court over social media posts about witnesses in criminal trial. In the New York, out of New York, you know, the Associated Press, the Associated Propagandists love it. They say it was a stinging rebuke for the Republican former president who insisted he was exercising his free speech rights. They fined him. The judge fined him $9,000. I think I have very strong opinions on this kind of thing. I am a constitutionalist civil libertarian. The way our country was set up, and I know often I've disagreed with conservatives a lot of times in my life because they get the idea that to be law and order and everything, they forget the fact that the founders and framers understood that the state has all the resources and the deck is stacked against you to an enormity that's hard for somebody who hasn't been in that position to understand. Because there are people who didn't do something who are accused of crime. In this case, Trump's being put up on felony charges for something that's not even against the law anywhere. I don't believe, just like I was talking about how silly it was in the Paxton case where the prosecution kept trying to move the trial where they would get a friendly jury. That's crazy. We do that for defendants to protect their rights. I don't believe that there should ever... I just don't believe in these gag orders. I think they are fundamentally wrong, and there needs to be an uprising about that. I understand there are a few places where maybe on national security grounds involving people that are involved in military conflict with the U.S., but I don't think they're appropriate. I don't think a defendant... I think a defendant ought to be able to say anything and everything they want about the judge, about the prosecutor, about witnesses, or anybody else. It's up to the court to keep the jury sequestered if necessary during the trial. The fear in this country should only be that the public and the jury is poisoned or moved in favor of prosecution and not giving a defendant a fair trial. If the defendant can mount a public case in any way whatsoever that helps his side, then all it should be that way. I don't care what the situation is. Simply because the deck is so stacked against the defendant. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton dropped in and attended the Donald Trump trial in New York. Paxton said with President Trump in New York City to sit through this sham of a trial, he put on his X account, his personal one. This trial's a travesty of justice. I stand with Trump. Yeah, no kidding. Even a lot of liberal, lefty, legal scholars say this is a shame. Oh, and by the way, all of you comply people, AstraZeneca has now admitted that its COVID vaccine can lead to serious condition known as thrombosis, meaning, or TTS, the syndrome, which is often fatal. How did we get the admission from AstraZeneca that it's Wu flu vaccine? Thank God we didn't take any of it because, oh my gosh, globally from all of them, there's all kinds of data coming out how bad these things are. It's coming because in Britain there's ongoing litigation where a bunch of families with people that died sued. Now they're getting the real information and AstraZeneca's now admitted it. Back in a moment.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
About visiting the show's official dentist in Costa Rica, a couple from Lubbock learned what I mean about turning a trip to the dentist into a vacation virtually free. We used your suggestion to go to Sylvia in Costa Rica. She was wonderful. Instead of $7,400, I spent $1,640, and not only for my dental work, but my husband's too. It was a refreshing adventure, and she guided us in things to do. Thank you for letting listeners know. Arrange your adventure to Dr. Sylvia Zuniga by clicking on the DentoCare banner at PrattonTexas.com.
Federal investigators blame human error for a deadly natural gas explosion.
We all remember where we were that morning.
We could actually see the smoke from our farm here, which is close to 20 miles away.
I just heard a big boom. The tile plow ruptured into the pipeline. Once the gas got through the intakes of the tractors is when it ignited. I started running as fast as I could. The ground literally started erupting from my feet.
Watch the rest of the story at 3secondslater.org. And remember, FarmSafe starts with 811.
When you need new tires for your vehicle, trailer, or truck, talk first with the pros at Williams Brake Tune and Tire in downtown Lubbock. Williams Brake Tune and Tire has taken care of our tire needs for years with the best of service and pricing. Whether it's work vehicles, fleet service, or just your passenger car or truck, they've got the tires you need at the right price. Get tires and full service from personal vehicles to fleets from Williams Brake Tune and Tire at 19th and Avenue A in downtown Lubbock. WilliamsBrakeTuneAndTire.net.
He thinks prairie dogs should be kept around for economic development. Hunting is big business. Now more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, if you're in Lubbock, you want to win a $25 gift certificate to my favorite place for lunch, downtown Lubbock's Narrow Bar. Just go to PrattOnTexas.com, enter, $25 gift certificate up for grabs, my friends. It'll be, I think the deadline's 10 o'clock Thursday, the 2nd of May. For entries, PrattOnTexas.com, a gift certificate to Narrow Bar. We'll start this segment with Today in Texas History because it's going to flow right into our big Lone Star story of the day. Today in Texas History, sponsored by our friends at Hub City Title. They're Lubbock's local title company with over 220 years of combined experience. They're reliable and responsive. They have fast turnaround. They have in-house title examiners. It's your choice when you buy or sell property. You need a title and escrow company. Use Lubbock's premier title and escrow company, Hub City Title. Learn more at hubcitytitle.com. If you're in Lubbock, use them. They sponsor our look at Texas history. In 1675, the Bosque Larios expedition party set out from Coahuila on a mission to convert Native Americans. No, they didn't. American Indians. The expedition traveled across the Rio Grande into Texas. Of course, Texas was part of Coahuila y Texas after that. In 1933, in Abbott, Texas, Willie Nelson was born. In 1983, President Reagan met with the Houston University basketball team and was made an honorary member of their fraternity, Phi Slamma Jamma. Way to go, Gipper. 38 years ago today, April 30th, 1986, the city of Houston proclaimed Albert Moses Levy Memorial Day in honor of Jews who participated in the fight for Texas independence. Levy was born in 1800, probably in Amsterdam. Family immigrated to Virginia in 1818. He completed medical school at the University of Pennsylvania in 1832. After the death of his first wife, he went to New Orleans, where he joined the New Orleans Grays and left for Texas. He was quickly appointed Surgeon-in-Chief of the Volunteer Army of Texas and was wounded at the Siege of Bear. In 1836, after leaving the Army, Levy joined the Texas Navy. In 1837, his ship, the Independence, was captured by two Mexican brigs of war. After 3 months, he escaped and walked all the way back to Texas, where he set up a medical practice in Matagorda. Died in 1848, my friends. Houston honors Jewish fighters for Texas independence. On this date, April 30th, 1986, Representative Carl Tepper, ladies and gentlemen, House District 84, Lubbock, my friend, former guest host of this show many times, has rounded up some support from a whole bunch of members of the Texas House. You'll notice some of you out there who didn't sign on. Dated today, the undersigned members of the Texas House of Representatives issued the following statement in response to the ongoing protest on Texas University campuses relating to the Israel-Hamas conflict. Here it is. We reject terrorism in any form. We reject physical and mental intimidation and all evil iterations of such, including within our own borders of Texas and on our university campuses. Israel has a fundamental right to defend itself and should use any and all means necessary to destroy terrorism, which includes wiping Hamas from the face of the earth. We stand with Israel. Here are the undersigned Allstate reps, Carl Tepper, Cecil Bell, Keith Bell, Bonin, Dr. Bonin, Buckley, Baumgartner, Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock, Kane, Cook, Jill Dutton, Gerdes, Stan Gerdes, Goldman, Cody Harris, Hayes, Hefner, Holland, Hull, Isaac, Kerry Isaac, Jetton, Landgraf of Odessa, Leach, Wilson, Lopez, Metcalf, Patterson, he's no good. Let's see, Schaefer, great guy, Schatzlein, Shaheen, Stuckey, Lynn Stuckey, Timish, Kronda Timish, Ed Thompson, Tenderholt, Ellen Troxclair, Vasut, Cody Vasut, Morgan Meyer, and Kitzman. You don't hear any others. Where's old Stan Lambert and all these others? Where are these other panhandle guys and everybody? Maybe they don't stand to support Israel and wiping Hamas, a political terrorist organization, from the face of the earth, the opposing army that invaded and murdered, mass murder, and took captives, women and children, babies, pregnant women, all of that in front of the world. And now our universities are full of people saying, and by the way, I've read more and more of these little interviews with people. It is not only clear to me that they get their news from TikTok, what is clear to me is that they don't even know any history, even back to October when the invasion happened. I'm talking about these protesters and people that show up and do it that get interviewed. It is clear that they absolutely are completely stone dead ignorant of the entire 20th century, the founding of the State of Israel, the constant many wars, the many times Israel was attacked. They don't know any of this. They wouldn't know who Yasser Arafat was, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. They don't know anything. In fact, it's clear to me, listening to some of them, that they honestly did not even know about the October invasion by Hamas. I'm talking about the little dunderheaded women that'll talk to the media. They're so dumb that they don't even know they don't know anything. And it's every one of them. I mean, a lot of people are dumb. I'm just, the ones I've read, every time it's been some female that's gone to protest, they don't know anything. One of them was quoted as, well, I saw a video of somebody getting killed in Gaza, and I just felt I had to come do this. No context to it whatsoever. Well, guess what? UT students made up less than half of yesterday's protest arrest, Monday, the 29th of April. 79 people were arrested. I told you they were putting up tents. They're trying to occupy. That's not a protest. You can't go and occupy public property and get in the way of everything, put up tents, and stay there. Even though, you know, you can protest in a park, but a lot of parks close at, say, 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. Just because you're doing protests doesn't mean you can stay there all night. You can go back the next morning when it opens. Well, 79 were arrested. Law enforcement started cutting chains because they chained themselves in, removing tents about 1:30, as I told you yesterday. They had them mostly cleared the tented area by 4 o'clock. Of course, tons of other liberals poured in. 79 were booked in the Travis County Jail. 75 were arrested by the UT Police Department. Austin PD got the other 4. 78 of the people arrested were charged with criminal trespass. One of them has an additional charge. And 46 of the 79 were not University of Texas students. But they're telling them, it's our campus, our lawn. We can, see, these are agitators. These are people brought in. Columbia University, it gets worse. Fox reported today how a bunch of custodians, janitors, claimed the Hitler Youth. They're actually called Hitler Youth helped invade this building and held the janitors hostage for a while. Greg Abbott, UT Austin, shift from championing free speech to policing protesters' intentions. That's the way the Texas Tribune's covering all of this. I mean, what is it? Y'all were talking about free speech. Yeah, we're still for free speech and viewpoint. But see, they get all this. They always conflate these things. For example, you don't have a right to exist, have your job, be enrolled in a public school or anything if you hold an opinion and ever express in any way that opinion, even if you never do it at school or work, maybe on your personal social media, maybe other people just heard you at church, that, for example, you don't believe in that homosexuality is right, that you don't believe there's such a thing as homosexual marriage or transsexualism. You don't have a right to participate in society if you actually simply hold an opinion that the left doesn't like. But the left is supposed to be able to go way beyond opinion and occupy and invade.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Front on Texas will be right back after this.
Save money, time, and avoid days, even weeks of stress. Don't trash a perfectly good laptop because a keyboard, screen, or other part like an internal battery has a problem. Jeff Barker Computer Service can fix it. No minimum charge, free estimates. Keep your computer running without the extreme hassle, risk, and expense of changing machines. Ask Jeff Barker Computer Service what it'll take to repair, restore, or upgrade your existing computer. Visit JBCS.com. JBCS.com for Jeff Barker Computer Service.
A bank with a triple threat. Now that's interesting. New Lubbock leadership, a new branch in Palm Beach, Florida, and a checking account that offers 5.25% annual percentage yield. That's right, a checking account with rates like a CD. From a bank that's been blocking out for you for over a century. That's smart. Vista Smart. Vista Bank. Texas owned and operated since 1912. Member FDIC.
Warm weather evenings on the patio is a Texas tradition, and no one does it better or more tasty than Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, and it's next to a lake with waterfall. You'll have access to comfortable surroundings, great service, premium liquors, beer, cordials, award-winning wine list, and great barbats food at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse all spring, summer, and fall. Meet friends and colleagues and enjoy quality time on the patio by the lake at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
Native Texan, or just got here as soon as you could. Welcome to Pratt on Texas. Here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. It is true, folks. They don't believe, the left doesn't believe you have a right to have an opinion. If you have an opinion, okay, you have the right, but we have the right to take away everything. Your right to participate in school, sports, healthcare, anything, because you don't carry the line on things like, and I used homosexuality as an example, or transsexualism, but it goes, you know, all kinds of other stuff too. And this has always been the case. But if you don't want them to take over your city and burn it down like the Black Lives Matter riots or this stuff that's going on at university campuses, you want orderly protest, you're just everything. And that's how you know where the Texas Tribune really stands. I mean, their whole, everybody can see what's happening. And yet, Abbott and UT Austin shift from championing free speech to policing protesters' intentions. They're not. The intentions were announced. They brought chains and chain tents down and stuff. And there was more. They found caches of rocks, which we always see, baseball-sized stones and all kinds of stuff. By the way, the Columbia students, they've occupied the university building now, so they've actually taken a building. But that's just protest, Robert. No, that's not. Columbia suspends press access on the campus. That's right. That's her. Get rid of the press. I'll tell you, Rich Lowry said it well at National Review today. You could just feel the Columbia administration hoping the student protesters would be reasonable, always leftist, reasonable, that avoiding further arrests, engaging in extensive negotiations, meeting them a bit of the way on divestment and in general, bending over backward, would convince the students to go home. Well, some did, and then the remaining ones stormed an administration building overnight, upping the ante considerably. By the way, this stuff's happened before. I mean, back in the 60s and 70s, we had, Lubbock had to bring out its armored personnel carrier, its tank, to the Texas Tech campus, and that Tech was one of the mildest spots in Texas. This stuff isn't new. They occupied the admin building back then, a bunch of anti-war, Vietnam War leftists. Well, Lowry says, so some went, the others came and invaded a building. If cops aren't going to be called in and threats of, as far as I can tell, pretty watered down suspensions, suspended for pending further investigation, quote unquote, are all that are on the table, why wouldn't the protesters act like they own the place? Now, the most obvious way to bring the proceedings to a quick conclusion is to begin expelling students, who will be free to continue their acts of mayhem at a state school or community college. Since Columbia doesn't seem to have the stomach for that, it has to be prepared to continue to let itself get yanked around by a relatively small collection of haters and freaks. His headline, Rich Lowry at Columbia, protesters take the measure of the administration and act accordingly. Right. Over 500 UT Austin faculty signed letter of no confidence in the university president, Jay Hartzell, because they're a bunch of leftists, and they don't like any of this. They're mad. You militarized the campus. Wait till their stuff got invaded. Of course, a lot of them wouldn't care. It'd be like COVID. They'd just get they collect their salary and get a free holiday while there's no classes going on. And UT system, permanent university fund, invests billions, including Israeli companies in and Israeli companies in bonds. Cameron Abrams at the Texan doing a really good job of looking at the investments and things that we make. And of course, these people don't want us to have any investments in any of our defense industry or anything like that. They say everything ought to be, the investment shouldn't be made. I don't know why. Israel is the tolerant. For all the leftist stuff, because the left is huge in Israel, I mean, far more than this country politically, Israel's one of the most tolerant societies on planet Earth. You know, Arabs have seats in the Knesset there. They're full citizens. This is, Israel's not the one going around murdering people, but these college kids think it's true because they don't know anything, ladies and gentlemen. And you're paying some of the highest rates per student for public schooling. Despite what they keep telling you, that $7,000 to $8,000 number they throw around is a lie. And that's just one form of the part of the funding formula in Texas. It's way up in the teens. The U.S. on average spends more than any of these other countries in the world, even the other advanced democracies. And we're way down in the toilet on scores and abilities of students. This is what you get for all your money. Then you pay them to go to these universities through the pay through the nose, and they get more propaganda. All right, I want to switch gears. Lubbock is in the big election today, the 30th of April. Tuesday is the last day of early voting. Early voting numbers through Monday are already almost as big as the largest turnouts ever in a local city election in a May election cycle in the last 20 years. Already had almost 21,000 people as of that. Today, there will be more. There were 3,151 yesterday. And that election day will be Saturday. Folks, you need to get out and vote against this Proposition A, this pro-marijuana thing. And I'll tell you, legislators know it matters. If this big turnout's coming from the drug legalization crowd and those kind of people and the community organizer Adam Hernandez, we're in heap big trouble. And winning this thing by 60-65%, okay. But if the anti-Prop A people can win by 85%, 80%, that's where the numbers are coming from, you will have done this state the biggest favor, because all of a sudden, most of the legislators who represent any kind of suburban area with conservative voters in this state are going to quit letting this marijuana lobby in their offices every day. Because the marijuana lobby's big. It's, it's been taken over by the former big tobacco and all kinds of other, drug companies and stuff. So this is huge, and you got a real chance to stop its progress down in Austin. Get out and vote. There was great news out of Amarillo, since the city there won't ever put the Sanctuary City for the Unborn ordinance on the ballot and pass it. The citizens went to work. They turned in what should be plenty of signatures to force an election on this. Probably would end up being in November. Who knows? Robin Ross is a big leader in this. She's a survivor of a mother's failed abortion attempt. She said, besides that, her faith teaches her, Christian faith, that abortion's murder. And these things are important now, even with the state laws in place, because this gets to the trafficking. And then we found out in Amarillo, there's this company that's picking up the dead babies from these abortion clinics in Kansas and in New Mexico and bringing them there to just destroy as if they're, you know, wood pulp or something. This is important. We'll see. Maybe the council will flip and adopt it, but I bet they don't. They've been there's a really big detailed report at the Texan today by Kim Roberts on this. And congratulations to the folks in Amarillo for getting in what should be plenty of signatures. And they verified in the voter rolls 50% more than they need. So they should be able to do this. There is a really big piece at the Texas Scorecard about Big Spring's school bond package that's going on and about local opposition to it. And it's interesting, they point out that what I keep trying to tell people, if you think you need stuff, pay off the old debt and then pay cash. Because, for example, it's a $219 million bond, but when you put interest on it over all that time, it's $430 million. Wouldn't you like to have, instead of one new high school, wouldn't you like to have all new buildings over the same period? If you just quit borrowing money, you could do that. And even with the new $100,000 homestead exemption, the average homeowner, even after that giant break, are still going to have a net increase, the average house in Big Spring, of $180. I mean, this is unconscionable. The story goes into the history there of them building crappy buildings, building them in floodplains, places where they can't support the buildings, and they just keep doubling down. It's actually a rather long and detailed piece about the Big Spring bond election. There's another piece about Representative John Kemple, one of the rhinos involved in a big runoff election. He's got tons of Democrats supporting him and some big political leaders, Democrats. So there is reality to pulling Democrats into this open primary process to vote. And that's going to save the bacon for some of these rhinos. But let me tell you, there are serious people talking about it. The legislators don't like it, but we're going to continue talking about how to close the primary to just registered members of the political party. That won't help much in cities where Republicans are 80% because everybody will just ally with that no matter what they really are, but it will help us in other places. Out of time for today. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.